I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we made it! We made it! Mike Thieling and I are here to cover episode 6 of The Bachelor.
That's right.
Mike, it's good to see you, man.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to see you,
buddy.
I can't
get too much Mike Thieling in my life.
Oh, man. I'm about to blush.
Yes. We were talking a little bit before we went on air because we have to, but we did as much as we could to save our thoughts.
Yeah.
Quickly, guys, if this is your first time tuning in, welcome to the Bachelor After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are your definitive review source for all things Bachelor Nation. Of course, this is episode 6, as I mentioned, Peter's season. A lot of crazy girls, Mike. Unfortunately, we don't have our wonderful, intelligent women today.
No, Jeff, this is a special AfterBuzz Men Tell All.
Yeah.
The women of the panel obviously have abandoned you guys, and it just goes to show that Jeff and I are the only ones who are ever here for the right reasons, and we're still here.
You know, the women had their women only Women Tell All episode last week, so this is our Men Tell All. I love that. And yeah, we are here to cover the episode. Christine and Rachel, we miss you, but we will all be back next week. And look, Mike got a mug.
Am I supposed to put the seltzer in here?
Out of nowhere, yeah. We try to keep logos off there.
Good
a little
TV.
Peek behind the curtain.
Oh, man, it's just seltzer. Here we go, Jeff. I'm ready to get into this nonsense that was last night.
Let's get into this nonsense. Dude. I do feel a little bad that we did feature Mike Kenna this week saying, "This is the week about me finding my damn voice." And we have two dudes here to break down the episode where a woman finds her voice.
That's okay.
It's all right. The bros covering The Bachelor.
I got this.
We're not going to do a special segment today. We're going to keep it a little shorter, possibly, than usual, but we'll see what happens once we start talking. But no news, no special segment. But if you guys aren't regular viewers, we normally have some bonus segments that you get. This is a bonus episode, so we won't be covering those. But make sure you tune in, usually Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific. That's when we go live. We do have our live chat, though, Mike.
Yeah, I see all you guys up here. Nutella Nipples, Leah. Leah Zielinski. I'm saying that right. Congratulations. She's never caught a live show, so welcome.
Hi, Leah.
Joseph Boza, Amaya, Kanisha, and Kim. We see all you guys. CLWH, welcome.
Welcome. We're glad to have you guys. Michael Thieling.
Yo.
Overall thoughts on last night's episode?
Yeah, we're going to get into it in a lot more detail, but overall, I spent a lot of time yelling at my television because I thought a lot of these girls this episode, yesterday specifically, were very annoying. I didn't like the moves, especially, you know, now I'm 50% of the voice on the panel, so it can be a lot more gameplay than normal. I don't like, from a gameplay perspective, the moves they were making. I don't like the stuff Peter was doing. Overall, I just didn't like anything anybody was doing last night, except my new favorite girl, Kelly, because she can kind of do no wrong.
I couldn't agree more. I'm going to just say it. Most of these women's, it's early, guys. I haven't had my coffee yet. Most of these women
and you
are...
I was actually excited to have coffee on air with you, and you made some.
I know, I made some. I forgot to grab it, but...
Man, if Bree had... If producer Bree had brought coffee in here instead of the empty mug, what?
If coffee were to show up, I wouldn't hate it.
I don't know, with some coffee made in it?
Speaking of coffee, it feels like these women need their coffee, maybe.
They're trying to spill random weird tea on each other, and it's never a good look. I was talking about this with some of my panelists last night on Married at First Sight. Over and over and over again, we say this. It's like, do you guys watch the show? Does anybody watch the show before they go on? Okay, because you would know that talking junk about somebody else never works out well for you. It just doesn't. You don't look good. It takes away from your connection with Peter. It takes away from him, his connection with you. Everybody spends all this time around the drama when it's not at all what it's supposed to be like. We like it, right? Because it's fun to watch.
Right.
But it's just dumb for them to do.
Yeah, I mean, this season feels very different than other seasons. I'm enjoying it equally. But I think, like you mentioned, someone in the comments was comparing that this ABC show has kind of morphed into a VH1 show.
Mm.
I just think it's different television. These women are all nightmares. I hate to say it, but with a few exceptions that we'll get into.
We've got three exceptions. We'll go. We'll hit it when we go, yeah.
It's tough, though. None of these women are coming across as... dare I say, wife material. You know, I think Nick Viall tweeted this television show, Influencer Boot Camp, is my favorite show on TV right now, which I thought was an awesome tweet.
I like that. I think the three standouts that we have could be wifey material.
We're talking Maddie.
Madison, for
we're
sure.
We're talking Hannah Ann.
Yes, absolutely.
And Natasha?
Kelly.
Kelly, of course.
Kelly.
At the same time, though, I don't think Kelly's into Peter.
That might be true, but I still think she's wife material.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I think let's go through the episode.
Let's go through the episode. I'm primarily going to cover it in order, guys. So we're going to start with this very, very well-edited, extremely ironic sequence where Hannah Ann, I believe, is toasting all the girls. Cheers to a new week. Let's just try to stay drama-free. We don't want any more drama. And then right away, Mike Kenna, I just, this is really tough. And I can't believe you came at me, Tammy, last week. And I'm just trying to do, I'm finding my voice and doing my own thing. These girls are unable to just live in the moment, just exist.
You know, you skipped by one of my favorite moments of the episode with how amazed Peter was at the tub in his hotel room. Really great shot, guys. So, yeah, McKenna gets upset that they're not progressing, that she didn't have that time. And then in this little cheers fest, all the girls basically, not all, but a bunch of them get upset that she made her little private cocktail party with Peter.
Yeah.
Again, we talked about this when it happened. That's exactly the right thing they should have done.
Right?
You make your time. You don't care about what any of the other girls think about you. Go make your time. Get your time. It got her to the next episode, right? So that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's interesting. I listened to some other Bachelor podcasts, and some other commentators didn't like...
Blasphemy.
I know. The other... Ours is the best. The other women didn't like the fact that that the girls both... It was McKenna and Tammy made their own time, but you can't blame them.
Not at all.
Right?
This is what you got to do. Get aggressive.
Yeah, there are no rules anymore.
Never.
In this era of Bachelor. So take advantage of that while the producers are flexible.
And again, you've watched the show. You know this happens. You know people go out of the box, right, to go interrupt a date or to take him, you know, I'm going to go talk to Peter three times in the cocktail hour when someone hasn't. And then the person who hasn't is always complaining, like, it hasn't been my time. Well, you haven't gotten up and talked to him.
Right, totally agree.
You got to know at this point.
Let's talk about Hannah Ann's one-on-one.
Yeah.
I feel like we got to know Hannah Ann a little better this week, but it feels like there's not a ton to get to know.
Yeah, I love it when the Bachelor or Bachelorette goes up to the entire group and he's like, hey, we're in Santiago. This is going to be awesome. Hey, Jeff, you want to go on it? It just feels like such a slap in the face to everybody else. They don't get a little note. Just the one-on-one is like, yeah, you, let's go right
now.
You're my favorite.
Okay.
Hannah Ann is, to me, a little bit of a wish-washy thing. And this date encapsulates, if we can skip to the very end, right? Because they have fun, they explore around, they smash hot dogs in their face. Woof. My wife would kill me if I smashed a hot dog in her face.
Same here.
Whatever. They get to the end. She's younger, right? She's only dated like one person for 3.5 years. At the end of the date, we get into the one thing that I really don't like Peter doing. It seems like he's over-questioning everybody. Mm-hmm. And instead, to me, this might be editing, right? But to me, most of what we see is him doubting girls' readiness rather than getting to know them.
Yeah.
And it's just, he needs this constant affirmation or something like that. And it's interesting because now, and we'll, through the rest of the episode, we see it again, but we've seen different girls react to it differently. So Kelly was like, nah, I'm not having that. I'm going to hit you right back with it because I'm a strong person and I don't need to like fluff around like, you know, little girls or whatever, right? Hannah Ann, on the other hand, breaks down and cries because Peter oddly gets up and walks away. So she follows him, cry. This is so hard. This is so annoying to me. Like, just get to know each other. Why aren't you guys talking about anything of substance?
Yeah, it's tough. It's hard to know who and what Peter wants. Peter feels like a superhero whose appetite is fueled by wavy-haired girl tears.
Mm.
Like, it seems like he just wants those tears. That's the thing that really gets him off.
Yeah. And he's like, this is what I wanted. Yeah. I wanted to see it. Well, maybe she's just a normal, well-adjusted person having a good time dating somebody when there's 15 other girls around, which is super odd, and just taking it regular.
Two thoughts on what you said. First of all, agree about the hot dog thing. And I'd love to hear in the chat.
Please.
Ladies, do you want a pilot smashing a hot dog in your face in Spain?
Specifically a pilot.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Chili.
A chili, thank you. I can't imagine that that's super desirable, but maybe people love it.
Maybe.
And all of this was strange to me. Peter had a huge problem with the fact that Hannah Ann had never been in love before. To him, a broken, and maybe it's his template because he has had his heart broken. He thinks you're not able to actually enter a mature relationship unless you've been battered by a former, not battered, I'm going to use a better word. Beaten, not also a great word.
Disappointed.
Disappointed, had your heart broken, is
there
what I'll say, by a former relationship. And I don't know, it was interesting because she's never been in love, he questions her readiness for marriage.
Right.
Do you think that's a prerequisite, a failed relationship?
No, absolutely not. Because if we're just going to go with logic here, then is he going to readily admit that he wasn't ready for Hannah B? Because we don't seem like that at all, right?
Yeah.
We're still crying. We're upset over it. It's just silliness. It feels like this weird manufactured drama. And again, like we talked about with Kelly, she's not playing into it. These other girls are.
Right.
And to me, it comes off really fake. Well, okay, now it's time. And we'll really get into it with Victoria F.
Oof.
But it's like, now it's time for me to cry. And, I'm just feeling it so much. He does.
Yeah.
And that's kind of odd just in general. But what do you love? I can't tell you three things about some of these girls because we haven't seen them explore stuff.
Yeah,
and at this point, they should be.
Yeah, it would be interesting to know anything about who these people are. And the other issue with that, too, by refusing to get to know these girls, we don't know who Peter wants. You know, the fact that his prerequisite is, are you pretty? Do you like making out? And do you cry often? There's no metric for who he's looking for.
But that can't be it.
Right.
Because Sydney goes home this weekend. That was literally the definition of her.
You're right.
And we're going to get into it. But yeah, it's all over the place. We've talked about him really kind of looking for the almost the influencer type girl. It seems like he's kicking off people of substance.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. It seems like he doesn't really like a strong woman that's challenging. I don't know. It's very confusing.
Like an opinionated woman.
It's very confusing.
It's interesting. The other kind of tea that spilled this week on Twitter was after Hannah Ann shared that she'd never been in love, people started tweeting on her Instagram. She had a 3.5-year relationship with a guy. Which is interesting.
But she is only 22 or 23.
Young.
So 23. That means she started when they were 19.
Yeah.
If you're not in a relationship when you can drink, you're not really, you ain't really in it yet. You can't go to a bar yet. You don't know.
Michael, I fear that you might have alcoholic tendencies. You're not popping pills over there, are you?
We had another alcoholic accusation last night.
These girls, Michael.
They're falling apart.
They're falling apart. One last thing with Hannah Ann I want to talk about. I believe her that she was sad. But the tears felt kind of strange to me. Like, I don't want to doubt her authenticity because she seems genuine and real,
right,
as they all say.
Right.
But it was a little weird. It kind of felt like they were following this script of what
100%.
Peter wanted, where it was like, you not in love, me walk away. And then Hannah like, well, now me sad, me cry, you love me now? Like, it was all
1,000%.
It's weird.
There was no reason for Peter to walk away from the table than to take a weird dramatic pause. It was just so strange and unnecessary.
Right.
And then I wanted to see her, like, nah, let him go and cry.
Right.
This is silly.
Yeah.
Are you guys adults or not? You really want to talk about who's ready? Like, Peter, are you ready? What are you doing?
Oof.
Right?
Preach it, Mike.
Okay. And then she goes away, and then she feels the need to then cry because her trigger inside her head, no matter how authentic she is I'm about to get kicked off the show.
Yeah.
He's not feeling it, so I better overpour out emotion. And that's not cool either because she is, like we said in the beginning, she is one of the people that I think is the realist there and probably the most genuine.
Yeah, interesting stuff. I think with all these girls, I know the connections based on how much Peter makes out with them and how much he says he's into them, but we really haven't seen much, like, personality chemistry yet, have we?
Not really.
We haven't really seen Peter get along with these girls. We've just seen him kind of make out with them.
Yeah.
So it's weird. I haven't seen any chemistry in terms of personality.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and actually just cover the next one-on-one. Then I'm going to come back to the group date because it kind of ties into Tammy and McKenna.
Sure.
Victoria F's one-on-one. Kind of the same situation. Ambiguous emotional baggage that doesn't really have any kind of definition.
Victoria F is somewhat of a conundrum to me. I can't tell what she's thinking. The whole ex-boyfriend Chase thing to me was way overblown and for no reason. Everything she says is, to me, dead-eyed.
Yeah.
Right? I don't see a lot of emotion. I'm so upset right now, and I know, Peter, everything. I like everything about you.
It's very whispery.
Yeah, and I just
Peter,
to me,
I don't know if I can do that. Like, I'm just gonna walk away.
It's disingenuous to
me.
Nothing is that epic. You guys are messing around on a reality television show. Remember that with 10 other girls. Okay, so chill out.
Like, right.
But she doesn't seem. She says she's excited. She doesn't seem really into it.
Yeah, I know.
She doesn't seem into any of it. And again, I'll maintain what I think. I think Peter is completely in lust with her 100%. Yeah. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful. We get it. I think he loves kissing her, and he's really excited that she's super hot. But I don't see any kind of, like, emotional connection. And you see, again, when they're in the little wagon thing, right, he tries to, again, do this little test thing with her. But you know he doesn't want to lose the really hot girl. So instead of let her wander off too much, you know, because she's kind of like, yeah, no, you're right. Maybe I she's like, no. I really like you. I really like you. And here's the rose right away. You know what I mean? So I was like, yeah. This is so transparent to me.
Yeah.
I think, let us know what you guys think in the chat. I don't think I'm really off base.
I agree with some of what you said. I get why this is hard for Victoria F. I don't know if
why.
She's, I think just the situation of having someone you're into dating 10 other girls, right? The process is difficult.
If she's into him.
I think she is into him. I disagree with you there. It's interesting because I think we talked about it a little bit, but Peter views emotional trauma as intimacy. He views emotional instability as intimacy. He views those moments that you're sharing with someone as like the mask for you love each other, which is interesting because I think Hannah B. had some of that too. Mm. Maybe that's why the two of them are so compatible. Maybe that's why we see so much compatibility between the two of them, because they both kind of love the drama.
But nothing to me with her is any kind of emotional turmoil or
with Victoria F.
It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, who are we to really judge, right? This might all actually be going on, and I totally respect it. But this is the girl, remember, who was like, I'm just so uncomfortable and blah, blah, and then came out almost naked, right? And then yet again later and things. So it's like, I don't know, she's making out with him in front of everybody in a bathing suit and a waterfall. So I don't know. It's not jiving for me, everything that's going on.
I think
it's inconsistent, I think.
Again, sometimes we maybe unfairly play therapist on this show,
sure.
But that's kind of what we do. I think Victoria F., she had a line where she was like, I just wish I could better articulate my issues so that I could tell you what I'm really feeling. And as a viewer, you're like, that would be great. Like, I would also love to know what's going on.
Yeah, 100%.
But I just think there's some kind of insecurity stuff going on with her. Time and time again, it seems like she loves to attribute her own value based on her appearance, based on how hot she is. There was a moment during the Cedar Point date when she was like, one day you're going to be the successful dad, right, and I'll be the hot mom, and we'll have, you know, a bunch of kids. And it's like, you can be more than a hot mom, Victoria. Like,
sure.
You can model for racist.
Well, and then
I'm just kidding.
And then yesterday, out of nowhere, she got very mean girly.
I saw that.
And as soon as she did that, I said, wow, now this is really what I don't like. Now
not
this is really
sign,
turning
yeah.
against kind of her whole MO. And she was complaining about, she was complaining about McKenna, right?
Yeah.
Crying about having a one-on-one,
yeah,
or
she
whatever.
Was. It was about McKenna.
And she got really, she kind of made fun of her a little bit, like mocked her. I don't really care. Like, make fun of anybody. But I said, whoa, like, this is not good optics for you,
yeah,
if you're going to play the, I'm just kind of shy and whatever. Well, all of a sudden now you're kind of alphaing out and trying to
mean girl.
Be down. Yeah.
A lot of mean girls, I think. Speaking of. Let's. Well,
she gets
first,
a rose. Surprise.
She does get her rose. Let's talk about the group date. First of all, was this a fun activity for you, the telenovela? As a viewer, did you enjoy just purely the commercial soap opera telenovela situation?
Sure. Yeah,
it was funny.
It's fun. It's funny. The really poor McKenna. I mean, like, she was just down in the dumps, and all the other girls will just beat her down, right?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm
oh,
not
I'm
getting
so sorry, guys.
No, who is that? Maybe we should take it.
That's all right.
Oh, it's like I'm packing my bags. I don't have any one-on-one time with that. I don't think he likes it. She's getting down in the dumps, okay? Mm-hmm. And she has a moment. And all the other girls are going to pile on her. And then she becomes the maid in the thing. Like, not even a main character. She's always in the background. And who knows, if producers were like, this is perfect. Like, make her this. But the rest of them seem to have a lot of fun with it. She even had fun with it. Kelly, as the grandma, had
loved
fun
it.
With it.
Loved
I
it.
Like it. They could be silly. And then, of course, Chris coming in at the end. You got to have it, right? So, yeah, it's cool.
It was
different.
Fun.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there was a ton of, like, actual things to analyze here. Not a ton of takeaway in terms
just
of
screwing
the
around.
Screwing around. We did start to see the evolution of kind of, like, girl power motivational speaker McKenna. We got, like, a new version of her this week. A lot of, like, I'm going to find my damn voice, and I will not let you beat me down, Tammy.
Yeah.
I was like, this is like Tony Robbins McKenna.
Yeah, to me, I mean, that's great to me, I was like, dude, you don't need that. Everybody is seeing this and Tammy's being completely unreasonable. Right. You still look great. Besides the tongue nonsense that you're doing or whatever, I never saw my Kenna as weak or anything else. Maybe she's definitely young, so maybe a little tinge of that. But otherwise, I saw, yeah, she wants to get one-on-one time with Peter. That's the whole name of the game. She's upset that he's picking other people. If you actually like him, I think she's a pretty genuine person. Of course you're upset that he's picking other people. I didn't see that. It looks bad. We're going to talk about Tammy. I never saw it looking real bad for Mykenna, and I was like, I don't think you're lacking a voice or anything, but cool if that's what she needed to find.
Mykenna clearly has a lot of awareness about the show because a couple things she said. One, I'm not going to be this season's villain. That was very interesting.
Very on the nose. On the nose.
And then Tammy's also a fan of the show because she's like, Mykenna's just leveraging this opportunity for hashtags and brand development.
Right.
And I was like, this is a different show than it was 5 years ago.
That was ridiculous. Yeah. Okay. I guarantee you they were doing something silly and Mykenna was like, hashtag hottest friend ever or something like that.
Yeah.
Joking around like you do with your friends. And Tammy's then Tammy like, spent, she's trying to increase her brand recognition. So are you, House Flipper. I guarantee, come on, let's all be real. Let's all just be real and not call each other out for stuff that you're all obviously doing. We say it all the time. Every single person there, if you honestly tell me you're not playing for second place and become the Bachelorette, you're crazy. And that's cool, man. That's the game.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk more about Tammy and Mykenna, but anything going on in the chat over there, Mike?
A ton of stuff. Sorry. Okay. We're getting really, really excited.
It's all good. I'd love to hear.
Oh, my gosh. Shani Sweet Smile says, I'm over this season of preschoolers. Jay Jobs says, strong people don't need to repeat themselves why they're strong. I don't know. Sometimes you like pep talk up. Like, I get it. But I agree in the fact that I think she is strong. Danielle says, I give Mykenna credit for trying to be strong, at least in the way it was portrayed. A lot of good stuff. Our chat is always very opinionated.
We love you guys. And just a reminder, if you want to tune in live, you can do that on Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific. AfterBuzz TV, we call ourselves the ESPN of TV talk. We do in-depth commentary for everything that's airing on television. So you guys obviously love The Bachelor. Mike covers a ton of incredible reality TV, some Married at First Sight, and of course your favorite, Survivor.
And we are doing tonight, if you guys are into it, we're doing a Survivor pre-show. Survivor starts next week. Today we're going to go over all 40, all the contestants who are going into season 40. It's going to be really exciting. I'm also do Married at First Sight, but I also do Love is Blind now, which is the Netflix version of Married at First Sight. And you do a ton of shows as well here, Jeff.
I do. I do this. I do some like... It's actually pretty much now just Bachelor, but I'm also doing daily coverage for this. The long story short, we cover everything on TV, so check out some of our other podcasts. Subscribe to this channel and then the reality channel as well as the other one you'd want to make sure you subscribe to. And we thank you for helping us continue to be the ESPN of TV talk. Mykenna versus Tammy, we get a quote 2-on-1 between the two of them. Let's actually hold for just a minute, because right before that, we had the cocktail party. Interesting dynamics as they're fighting. Madison is staying above all of it. It's the one moment we got with Peter and Madison this episode. They're making out outside, and we hear the fighting through the window.
I'm going to rewind you, though, because you're skipping over VP.
Oh, thank you.
Right? So this was interesting to me. He starts doing the little one-on-ones from the cocktail hour. Victoria P comes out and oddly climbs on top of him, which was strange.
Her love language is physical touch.
Sure, that's fine. By the way, if you're watching, not feeling the glasses.
I love the glasses.
You do? Okay. Personal stuff.
Yeah.
As we're both wearing glasses.
Yeah.
I immediately when she started talking and I looked at Peter, I thought, wow. For a number of these girls, they're coming at him, and he just has no idea what to say. He's just like, okay, generic answer. Our relationship is strong, and I really like you. That was the
trust the process.
Right, just be open to me and all this other kind of stuff.
My wife is in this room.
And she really just pulled it out of him on what he's feeling, and he straight up was like, I don't think I see you as my wife, or I don't know if I see you as my wife. Sorry. And then she boom out of there.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm going to give this take on Victoria P. I think she made a rash decision, a dumb decision to lie.
Correct.
About knowing,
Alea.
No, Alea. Thank you. I always want to say Alana. Alea. I think she just got worried and that was a brash decision. I think she's actually a really good person. I think she's one of the girls. You know, she's a nurse. Obviously, I have a thing for nurses. She's got her head on her shoulders, good career, all that kind of stuff. I think she is there for the right reasons. I think she just did something dumb.
Agreed.
And it took a lot away from her. So she's gone.
It will be very interesting to see her behavior during Women Tell All. I feel like that's sometimes when we get the more unfiltered version of these women.
People in the chat really disagree with me. And that's super cool. Victoria P. had to go. She's manipulative, says Shanice. Victoria P. lies, caught up with her, says Jay Jobs. I just think it was like one bad thing. I don't know.
It was a weird lie. And I think my issue wasn't that she lied. It's the way she handled that lie.
Right.
When she was like, yeah, I just feel like I was speaking my truth. And it's kind of tough because it's like, well, the thing you said wasn't true. So that can't.
Right.
That's like a scary red flag entering a relationship,
right?
Because it's like, how do you deal with marital conflict?
Sure.
If there's this thing that's your truth all the time when they're, you know, it's like there's no way to navigate.
Well,
that.
Nor was it true. And I know we're kicking a dead horse, but nor was it something to lie about. Who cares if you know each other?
Totally.
It's irrelevant, right? It's not like Survivor where you can make an alliance or something like that. It's independent. It doesn't matter.
I think what Victoria P. should have said in that moment is, you know, I feared being completely transparent with that would ruin my shot. I blew it and I lied to you. So I'm so sorry.
Right.
And she probably would have been fine.
Probably.
You know?
But she's gone now.
Yes. Yeah, so weird exit. I love when she asked for a car, though. That was great.
You know what? And that's another reason why I liked her, because I was like, that's gangster. She's like, nope, you don't need to walk me.
Yeah.
You're dumb. You're not looking at the right girls. Give me a car. I want to go home.
I'm going to Sayulita.
Yeah, she gave him some weird like little hug. She's like, yeah, have fun.
Peace.
Goodbye. And he's like, you're going to find someone great. She's like, yeah, I know. I'm hot and I got it going
on.
I'm
fine.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine. You're an idiot.
Madison is making out with Peter outside.
Yes.
And we hear the girls fighting.
Going at it.
And Madison's like, we don't need to worry about them.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Good.
Front runner.
Exactly what you should do.
I wish we saw more of them because like, what we're lacking this season is any kind of enjoyable dynamic between Peter and any of these women. Like, we're missing the actual love story develop, right?
Exactly.
It would have been nice to see some kind of chemistry between Peter and a woman.
Right,
and
rather clearly, than him just making out.
Yeah, but I guess we're just not entitled to that this season. Talk about the kissing bandits.
That's right.
Tammy and McKenna.
This whole thing has gotten so silly. I'm going to put this out right now, and I know this is going to be unpopular. Tammy. Okay. I think of her along a similar lines of Victoria P., actually. I think in real life, Tammy's probably pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think Tammy would be a great friend. I think, like, her and my wife would get along real well. I think she'd be a cool girl to hang out with.
She's funny.
And having her friend group. She's funny. She's spunky. She's outgoing. She's interesting, career, all that kind of stuff. She doesn't seem very fake.
She'd be great on Big Brother.
Yes.
She'd be great on Survivor.
Yes. She got caught up, again, in some stuff. And, again, like with Kelsey, trying to be nice to her, and it backfired. And she way overcorrected the other way. And I think she really dug herself a hole that she could never get out of. And then she almost self-perpetuated into this villainous type thing. And if she had stayed away from it, I think she would have been much better off. I think she fell victim to the production of the show.
Yeah.
That's just my obviously subjective opinion, and that's what my gut tells me.
I agree with you some. I think Tammy seems like she'd be fun at a party. The thing that frustrates me about Tammy's worldview is that she seems to have what she believes to be the right way to sort of handle emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her big objection is like, you're not allowed to cry right now. Like, why are you so upset? It makes me angry that you're so upset.
Right.
I think she was like couching concern with like this story that women aren't allowed to cry when they're upset, which that kind of bugged me. I'm like,
that's
just
silly.
She didn't really
cry when I'm upset.
Totally.
Who cares?
Yeah. So I just kind of got frustrated. A lot of the issues were her feeling like she needed to tell women how they needed to play this game.
And then tell Peter about what they did, which, as
right.
we said, that's never a good thing. Because she went way over to the other side of, well, let me tell you about my Kenna and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
How about, do you have siblings? I don't know. Where do you want to travel? How do you want to raise kids? I don't know. Anything interesting to actually make a connection with Peter. Because despite everything that we just said, she never had a shot.
Right.
She wasn't going far anyway.
No.
Right? Because that base relationship wasn't there. I don't even know if she's kissed him. He's kissed everybody.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny, though. That base relationship isn't there, but who is it with? Who does he have a real connection with?
At this point, I think maybe Hannah Ann and Madison, the two that we like. I think he should work harder to get one with Kelly. Kelsey, I agree with you, but it's just something still for me. I don't like her. I don't know. It's just she's just not my type. And the champagne stuff, I think I said before, it killed it for me right away. And I don't know. To be fair, I do think she's genuine in her.
She's not your type.
Like for him, she's not.
Which is fair.
Sure.
She's a very specific type. You'd have to be okay with a lot of crying if you were on the Kelsey train.
Yes.
Which is fine.
100%.
I have been hearing some people talk about Kelsey as a potentially interesting bachelorette.
I don't see it.
I don't really see it either, but one thing I will say is it would be a very interesting season. She's not as strong. I don't want to discredit Kelsey, but we're used to these strong, charismatic, sort of tough women. And she would be much more of like the kind of emotionally broken. It would be a different season.
I just don't see it. If we're calling it now, I really think it's Hannah Ann or Madison is the next bachelorette. Yeah, they to me fit
they're safe.
The type much better.
They're safe choices.
Yeah.
I just would be interested in Kelsey.
We got to see where this ends up.
We got to see where this ends up.
That will determine how safe ABC wants to play it potentially with their casting.
Totally. Any thoughts in the chat? I'm seeing it kind of blow up over there.
Oh, man. Sorry.
No, you're fine. There's only two of us. I'm just kind of curious.
Hannah Ann is incapable of conversation. I don't think that's true. Tammy Stard is my favorite, but I ended up not being able to stand her.
Yeah.
Ashley says, usually halfway through the season, I'm rooting for at least one person. I was all for Victoria F. until I learned what she did. So that's the real world stuff kind of coming into it. But talk to me about your thoughts about this 2-on-1 now with Tammy and McKenna.
I mean, what is there to really say?
It was so useless.
Yeah, they both kind of leaned into their characters. Tammy leaned into the arbiter of female justice,
right,
saying this is how you need to process emotion. My Ken is not ready. She had her bags packed, but now they're not packed. She's the one who's telling Peter who's ready for this. And McKenna leaned into the kind of girl power, I need to tell my story. I enunciate that a lot. She would go, I'm just not okay with that.
Right.
It was like very interesting the way she was handling that.
She had a boat through too from Canada.
I'm not all about that.
I thought it was completely useless when we find out what happens in the end of the episode.
Totally.
Okay, because to me at that point, he's probably made up his mind. It's not out of the kindness of his heart. Like, let me just let these girls air it out, because all of us as viewers have seen them already. We kind of know the truth of what happened with the matter.
Yeah.
And if you're going to keep one of them, fine. I guess do this little thing and make it a thing. But if you're just going to get rid of both of them, just have the rose ceremony and get rid of them.
I know.
You know what? It didn't add anything to the episode.
Yeah, it's just more evidence that Peter doesn't know what he wants, because he sent girls home that I was surprised. Let's go ahead and talk about these eliminations. This basically takes us to the rose ceremony.
Sure.
I was very, very surprised that Sydney went home.
Man, that was out of nowhere. So let's just recap. So the only people staying are Kelsey, Natasha, and Kelly. Okay. Sydney going home is crazy. Last episode was just them going at it forever.
I know.
We've seen nothing negative whatsoever. The only explanation to me is something happened that we didn't see, because everything's been positive. She has the non-alpha type female, which it seems like he likes. She's emotional and vulnerable. No one liked me. I ate lunch in the bathroom by myself. She's really attractive, and she made out with him a lot. So something went wrong.
Do you think she hasn't cried enough? He hasn't gotten those wavy hair girl tears yet. Fuel his soul.
I thought it was close enough when she was saying how unpopular she was in high school.
Like, were there tears, Mike? Did
I honestly don't remember. Was it? Was it?
Maybe.
I don't remember.
She opened up, but until they're crying in his arms.
Well, then explain Natasha, because Natasha is the surprise for me.
Totally.
I've seen zero connection whatsoever. I don't think they've kissed. They've not had a one-on-one. That is such a strange key for me, especially over Sydney. Kelsey, get it. Kelly, get it. Natasha over Sydney's very odd.
Very strange. I kind of still feel like maybe – I haven't said this on air yet.
You just got the giant tinfoil hat. Get ready. Shout out to Bachelor Fantic. Love that guy.
I kind of feel like Natasha feels like a bit of a producer plant. She's definitely a narrator. Everything we need to know story-wise, she's kind of the audience surrogate. She gets a lot of like talking head, like in the moment time, because she's good TV. She says the right things. And she used to work for HBO. which is a Warner subsidiary who distributes this show. I don't know. She's worked in media. She worked for the same parent company that distributes this show. She just feels producery to me. That's what I think. And I like Natasha.
Zalifianakis, I hope that's actually...
Hi, Zach.
I hope that's really Zach. Yeah, that'd be amazing. Reddit's theory on Natasha is that she is a producer plant.
There you go.
Danielle says he wants to keep Natasha because he trusts her and he wants a friend. That just doesn't jive. Like, there's no universe where you tell me his connection with Natasha is better than Sydney. Unless he really wants some bad optics and is straight up using girls to just hook up with them.
Yeah.
That's literally what Sydney's whole one-on-one date would be. I mean, they went at it like nuts.
It was aggressive. And,
by the way, if you ever go to Costa Rica, that little area right there, another resort that I stayed is called Tabacón. It's amazing.
There you go.
The volcano heats the natural spring. It's unbelievable. Anyway, they were we went for a friend's wedding. They were making out all over that thing, uncomfortably on the rocks, all this kind of stuff. It's just using her, if not. So, that might be, pardon me, you mentioned it before, that might be the most interesting thing to me on Women Tell All.
Yeah, it's like until Peter starts validating these women for who they are, it's tough to kind of get on his team because it makes him look bad to like spend all that time with Sydney, keep telling her that she's a good kisser, she's hot, but I haven't heard him tell any of these women why he likes them. So it's tough when he sends them home, it's kind of like makes him look bad. It makes him look like a bit of a, I think they call them soft boys. Renee would know about this, but it's like sort of the seeming nice guy who's actually kind of a bro, like an F-boy who's couched in being a nice guy. I feel like Peter's got some of these tendencies because he's not really attributing value to these women beyond how hot they are.
People in the chat are saying token woman of color and fake diversity.
For Natasha?
Yes.
Okay.
But Sydney is also a woman of color as well.
Exactly.
And that's why, I could get with that theory. Like, I understand the point of view, but still not. Like, to me, that was the big trade right there.
Yeah.
Natasha for Sydney. It just doesn't make any sense.
Really strange.
Yeah.
We're running out of time.
Oh, my gosh.
Any other thoughts on the episode, Mike, before we move into some quick predictions?
I mean, I'm having fun. I'm having fun watching it and yelling at my TV.
Totally.
Because obviously we watch this at home. We normally watch in the studio. No one's home but my 14-year-old dog who's deaf, so I can yell as much as I want. I love yelling at the girls. They're being silly. I'm excited to see where it ends up. I'm most excited, I think, now to see where Kelly goes with this.
Yeah.
I think she is the most level-headed, has her stuff together the most, knows what she wants. She's the most mature. She's probably who he should end up with. I'm excited to see that develop.
Mike, Kelly for Bachelorette thoughts?
I don't think she's outgoing and spunky enough.
She's not good TV.
They cast somebody more energetic.
Yeah.
And she is just, I think, more analytical and intellectual,
yeah,
more reserved. She's a lawyer, right? So she's very professional. I don't see that wild and crazy side unless she surprises us. But I think she would make a good one if she could bring that out of her.
I agree. And I think with that,
yeah,
we should go ahead and make ourselves out of here,
Of
here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the Bachelor After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
Hey.
Man, I really do need my coffee. We will be back next week with the full panel. This was a bonus episode. We squeezed it in. Mike, you got to get out of here to go get someone married, right?
I'm going to go perform a wedding right now. That's
love
right.
It.
We're gonna love today and put some people in love. But until next week, thank you guys so much. Let me shout some of you guys out. Amaya, Joseph Boza, Jay Jobs, Shanice Sweet Smile, Amaya, Nutella Nipples, of course, Casey Hayner. Let me scroll up. Chelsea, Zalifianakis, Danielle Smith. Thank you guys so much. My name is Mike Thieling. You find me everywhere at Mike Thieling.
And I'm Jeff Graham. You can find me on Twitter, Jeffrey C. Graham. I do daily recap news breaking for The Bachelor on the AfterBuzz TV reality channel, so check that out. And we'll see you Monday. Bye, guys.
What's going to happen?
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.